Now, what about free public transport for high school students? And a group of high school students who are part of the South Australian Student Representative Council are lobbying for free fares for high school students. No bad thing. Let's hear from four young students. Firstly, Denzel James. Hello, Denzel.
Hi.
How old are you, kiddo?
I'm 17.
And where do you go to school?
Avenues College.
Excellent. And are you in year 12, year 11 or 12?
Year 11.
And what is the South Australian Student Representative Council, Denzel?
The Student Representative Council consists of 73 schools and I think 175 people.
Yes.
150 students in years 10, 11 and 12 from across the state, and we're working together to create a genuine student-led change within our own communities.
Sure. What a good... And this is... where do you meet?
We generally meet online via Zoom calls.
Yes.
And discuss our issues and our campaigns that are currently ongoing.
What campaigns do you have, Denzel?
Right now we have the campaign Free Fares for Our Future.
Yes.
Which bases around utilising public transport for us as students.
Yes.
Who can't really afford to go to school or utilise any of our public events, such as extracurricular activities and activities such as that.
Sure. And what does it cost to use a bus for a student, Denzel?
It usually costs $1.25.
Mm-hmm.
That's peak time.
Yes.
And off-peak is like $1.30.
Yes. And that'd be two ways. And it's a small amount, but it adds up. And you feel that's stopping you using public transport?
Yes, because most of our parents and other people's parents are sometimes on a low income,
yes,
which makes them and their child unable to catch public transport,
sure,
every day, as they can't afford to utilise that service.
Mm. How do you get to school, Denzel?
I catch the bus.
Ah, fair enough. Good. And how far do you have to go?
4 kilometres.
There you go. Well, it's a good thought. And were you named for Denzel Washington?
Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful. Your parents liked him, did they?
Yeah, I think so. Loved the movie actor.
And do you like him?
Not really. I'm
Why?
Not really a fan of Denzel Washington.
But he's a great actor, Denzel.
I can admit that.
Yeah. Are you the only Denzel you know?
Yep.
And does everyone say, oh, do you like Denzel Washington?
That's the first word I get every day.
He's a great actor. You've got a fine name there. Good on you, Denzel, and good luck with your campaign. Let's go to Chelsea Adams, who's also part of the South Australian Student Representative Council Transport Group. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi, Peter.
Do you know Denzel?
Yes, we've been working very hard on this Free Fares for Students campaign together.
And have you met him personally?
Yes, the South Australian Student Representative Council, we hold a big summit at the start of every year where we brainstorm all of our ideas and then we eventually put them into action.
So wonderful. I've heard of course, Student Representative Councils in individual schools, but this is a much broader one at Chelsea.
Yes, we aim to do within community change and also changes around the state.
Mm.
This particular campaign, basically what we feel is that all young people should be able to access affordable, safe and reliable public transport,
mm-hmm,
without needing to rely on public vehicles, because young people have places to be.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just school, but also for extracurricular activities, social activities, and even just getting groceries or going to appointments.
Well, the point is that, you know, there are You probably don't drive, Chelsea, but with more population in Adelaide, there's much more traffic on the road. And, roads are clogged. The idea is to get traffic off the roads. And,
yes.
You know, why can't public transport be free altogether? It doesn't, it costs much more than is made through fares. Maybe it should just cost us, in terms of our taxes, more and make it free if that were an impediment to people using it, Chelsea.
Yes. I think also it's... The people who, like fares particularly impair, are already people who are disadvantaged anyway.
Mm, yes.
Particularly young people who live on their own or young people who come from disadvantaged families.
Mm.
And I know I myself have relied on public transport for as long as I can remember,
yes.
Both for going to school and to, university programs and to socialise with friends. So
where do you go to school, Chelsea?
I go to school at St. John's Grammar.
In Belair?
Yes.
It's a good school. And where do you live?
I live in Glenelsa, so it's not too far.
No.
However, I do trek down to the city for university, which is quite a bit of a cost.
And what do you do at university?
I study first year criminology as a year 12.
Ah, marvellous. What, you want to be a lawyer or a criminologist?
Probably a lawyer. I'm very interested and passionate about social justice issues such as this one.
Good for you, Chelsea. Wow. And what year are you in?
I'm in year 12.
And so next year you'll be at university?
Yes. But I hopefully still want to continue a lot of the advocacy stuff that I'm doing today.
Yeah, good. Well, we need all the advocates we can get. What are the other issues that the SRC deals with, Chelsea?
We have multiple that we focus on. The main focus has been getting this free fares campaign off of the ground.
Yes.
But we also focus on environmental issues such as climate change, as well as individual student voice projects within each school.
Mm. Because
we want to empower student leadership programs within the school and basically, encourage schools to take a pledge where... they, make sure that they actually do listen to the people that they appoint as leaders.
Fair enough. Climate change is a great source of anxiety to the young, Chelsea, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Mm. Wow. And who do you present your findings to? The government?
We are currently meeting potentially with policymakers and... for the general public, we also have a free fares petition running at the moment.
Yes.
You can find it on actionnetwork.com and it's basically called Free Fares for Our Future.
Mm.
We really want the support of all people, young people, old people, to improve the accessibility of our public transport.
Well, Bob in Wyala has texted us, Chelsea, saying seniors in regional areas wouldn't mind free public transport too. That's because seniors do get free public transport, don't they, or much cheaper public transport, particularly in off-peak. But, if you're in a regional area where public transport's much more limited, it's still expensive.
Yeah, we believe that potentially this, free fares for the young people will eventually be the first step to free fares for the wider community, hopefully. But we are starting with young people particularly because it's based off of our own life experiences.
Of course, yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, good luck to you, Chelsea. I admire what you're doing, and good luck with the university next year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And here's Montaigne Coggan. Hello, Montaigne.
Hi, Peter.
Where are you at school?
I'm at Glenonga International High School, currently in year 12.
It's marvellous that all different students from all different schools come together in this group, Montaigne.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the great things about it.
How did you all get together?
So we all went through an application process where basically we submitted applications to the SAFRC, answered a few questions. We wrote a paragraph based on why we thought we should be involved in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there we received the news whether or not we joined, and then we were lucky enough to involve in a huge summit where We were presented by a lot of amazing people, and it was organised by the Commissioner for Children and Young People, yes. Helen Colony.
That's right. It's run through her office, which is a really good thing. And it brings you together. You've made friends in this group, Montaigne.
Yes, absolutely. It's such an amazing thing to be part of. Mm. It's just amazing to see all the community connections that we've been able to influence and create.
And what year are you in, Montaigne?
I'm currently in year 12.
And a lovely text from Mace in Wollonga. Really wonderful to hear these students getting together and taking on various issues which affect them and that they're passionate about. Really good. Well done to all of them. Really hope they get the free fares, yes. I mean, it would cost governments little to make these fares free for high school students, and the results would be highly beneficial, Montaigne, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And also I feel that if we are able to get this done, it will impact the community, and it'll make it so that more people are able to connect and travel and do more things and meet more people and make more things get done. And
sure.
So it's very influential.
Mm, good luck to you. Well, I hope you
thank
get it
you.
Up, Montaigne, and thank you for coming on the show. Thank you. And lastly, Jasmine Bingham, also from the South Australian Student Representative Council Transport Group. Hello, Jasmine.
Hello, Peter.
Which school do you go to, Jasmine?
I'm from Grant High School, so it's in the southeast of South Australia.
Near Mount Gambier.
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, so do you go to school in a bus, or how do you get to school?
Yes, I get to school via public transport. It's the only option from a regional rural community.
Yes.
As that's how half the students get to school from all the schools around Mount Gambier.
Of course, and all over rural South Australia in school buses.
Yes.
And do you pay for that, Jasmine?
Yes. Unfortunately, we do have to pay for it still, as it is a public service.
And where is Grant High School in relation to Mount Gambier?
Grant High School is the east of Mount Gambier, so just sort of around the outskirts of Mount Gambier.
And are you on a farm, Jasmine?
Yes, I do come from a farm.
What sort of farm?
A sheep and cow farm.
Right.
Horticulture.
Oh, I see. And do you want to be a farmer, Jasmine?
I want to go into the animal science field and Aboriginal rights sort of field into politics.
Good, and into politics indeed. And what year are you at Grant High School?
I am currently in year 10.
Year 10. So you've got a way to go, and you go to university and study what, Jasmine?
I want to study a Bachelor of Science to get into politics with the background of knowledge to help fight for climate justice and Aboriginal rights.
Good for you. And what party would you join?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Well, you've got plenty of time to ponder that. But it's good that you're passionate about this, Jasmine.
Yes.
And will you vote yes in the referendum if you could vote, Jasmine?
Yes.
Do you think it'll get up?
That's a very, we hope so as Aboriginal people, but it's a very unsure question at the moment.
Are you Aboriginal, Jasmine?
Yes, I'm a proud Aboriginal woman from Gammeroo Mob of Central West New South Wales.
Good for you. And what brought you to Mount Gambier?
We've always grown up in Mount Gambier. That's where my mum's from, but she's currently from New South Wales, but moved down here as a young person.
And there are Bowendick people in Mount Gambier, aren't there?
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent. Well, what an inspiring young person you are. We've met lots of people here tonight, four of them. Do you know these
Thank
others,
you.
Denzel, Chelsea, Montaigne?
Yes, I've met them all at the SLC summit at the start of the year.
Do you do Welcome to Country, Jasmine?
Yes, sometimes.
Good for you. I'd like to hear you do a Welcome to Country. That's marvellous. Well, good luck to you. And how often does the SRC meet?
We meet a couple times a month to see updates on everyone's campaigns and their actions within their communities and what other issues have come up.
Sure.
But we meet as groups about every month or so to see how everyone involved in SRC is going along with their projects in a broad spectrum.
Well, excellent. I think this is a really fine program, and let's hope it gets up, Jasmine. Free public transport for high school students, and why not? And I wasn't aware of this SASRC, but it's a really good idea. It brings kids together from all around the state and working together, and that's a really good thing, Jasmine, isn't it?
Yeah. For anyone who's interested in helping towards this campaign, you can find it on actionnetwork.org, and you'll be able to see free fares for our future. We're currently on 597 signatures, and our goal is 800 at the current minute.
And then you'll take it to authorities.
Yes, good. To see if we can win this campaign and get free fares for all young people across South Australia.
You're very inspiring, Jasmine, and I think your community is lucky in you down there in the Mount. And all the best to you, Jasmine. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And that we heard from Denzel James, Chelsea Adams, Montaigne Coggan and Jasmine Bingham. And they're all members of the SA Student Representative Council Transport Group, looking for free public transport for young people. And, of course, you know, the government puts on free public transport for people to get to the football. You know, why can't we have more rather than less free public transport if paying for public transport is an impediment? Because, you know, I follow often on the way home, I follow, it must be a kind of 10 o'clock bus from the city to Glenelg. And you're lucky if there's a single person on board that bus. So many buses, I know buses are very full in peak hour, but off-peak buses are often empty. Trains, trams, ditto. We need to get people on public transport rather than using cars. We need more public transport. Yes, we're still a two-bus city, aren't we? To get, you know, across city, you've got to use two buses. Wherever I live, I seem to need two buses, which is ridiculous.